Anyhow.
All right, let's move on to Cazero Taro. I assume that's how you pronounce it.
In my mind, it was Cazero Taro.
Oh. Yeah, in my mind, it was also Cazero Taro.
Yeah. My mind is usually wrong when it comes to pronunciations. I used to pronounce the name Chloe Chalo, so just not real good at that.
Anyway, we can split the difference and just have it be Cazero Taro, or, you know, vice versa.
Ooh, I like that.
Just make it completely unpleasing to
It's guaranteed to be wrong this way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And what's that thing about the stop clock being right once a day?
Looking for a fresh start, you need to take a chance on an office romance. You have nothing to lose but your broken heart blues. Oh, can you look beyond your cubicle and see the one who is right for you?
I'm pretty sure Ryan hated this song.
Actually, I mean, the last line of my notes is that I did not dislike this song. So I thought it sounded a little familiar, and so I checked into it, and this guy did a couple of Song Fight songs back in 2016. And neither of them really scored very well, but this song, just on its own, you know, kind of switches between sections, and it's just like the last one, just like the Berkeley Social Scenes. It's a little incongruous again, and the stressed syllables in the lyrics are occasionally kind of way off, but it's still kind of a charming little number, and I didn't dislike it, but I'm probably not going to vote for it.
I thought it was, you know, kind of a cute, loungy song about office romance, and I liked it for that. Even though it was sort of on the nose and the lyrics were not spectacular, I don't know, I really liked the subtle horns that came in at the end. I thought the vocal layering at the end was pretty well done, too. Also, this song was quick and got out of my way, and, you know, the vocal delivery I thought was maybe a kind of tentative in places, but if I think a song is cute, I'm likely to vote for it.
Yeah, I liked the kind of cute sound of it, but honestly this song like creeped me out. Like I was totally on board with the office romance thing until I got to that part where I was like, you need to try this office romance, and then I started thinking about, like, so there's this person who just, you know, was in some relationship and, you know, is sad about it and broke up, and then like there's their coworker kind of creeping around is like, you need to give this a try. It's like
the vultures are circling.
You have nothing to lose. It's like, no, I mean, your coworkers, first of all, like, that's not really usually a great idea. And also, like, what if you were that person and had, like, no interest in this other person who is, like, creeping around, like, writing songs about you and how you should get together and you have to try this? Like, I don't know, like, something about the way that was phrased just really, like, turned me off when it got to that point. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, a little creepy.
I don't like that.
I'm reassessing all of our love songs now, Chumpy.
Yeah. Creepy's part of the fun.
And I don't know, I considered, like, well, maybe that was, like, intentional, but I was like, no, I think it was just straight ahead. I mean, I think it was supposed to be kind of, like, cute and romantic, but to me, like, kind of stepping back and looking at that situation, I felt like that was kind of a creepy dynamic. I had a few notes about the stress syllables as well in the lyrics, like, resign, receding, like, a couple of those stresses felt like they fell in really odd places. And, you know, I agree about it being a little bit, like, on the nose in terms of the way that things were being expressed overall. But, you know, I did like kind of the general loungy kind of sound of the song and the, like, really fake sounding horn part. I liked that, actually.
Cheesy fake horns, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to vote for it just because it kind of creeped me out. But, you know, it kind of could have almost been there. But it just lost me at that point.